It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine legislation circulating in the legislature targeting how utilities are regulated and potential effects on customer rates. The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin is an advocacy group that tracks regulatory issues, and Tom Content is its executive director. Call in with a question. You can share your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, great to be back with you, Kate.
Well, starting with this package from Republican State Senators Rob Coles of Green Bay and Dewey Strobel of Sockville proposing to make changes to how utilities are regulated by the Public Service Commission. Let's start with what is problematic with how utilities are regulated now.
We have a couple of big issues, and some of these your listeners heard about last week on your show with former Chair Vok, but it's how we're planning our system for the future, the ability of the PSC to take a more holistic view and analyze the utilities plans as a whole instead of piece by piece. That's a big problem that we're not doing that today and would be fixed by these bills. And saving money when the coal plants shut down, so that utilities aren't profiting for a decade or more after these coal plants are shut down. That's another big challenge. We think those are two big problems that would, if solved, would help make the clean energy transition much more affordable for customers.
So one of these bills, as you say, would require utilities to regularly report to the Public Service Commission on their future plans for the power grid. So we're going now more upstream for the PSC to get involved. How would a mandate like this help energy customers?
Well, right now, when the PSC reviews projects, they review them kind of piecemeal, piece by piece, project by project. And what we see in other states like Minnesota and other states is that when you review the whole plan, you can take a look at the big picture and really see what's most cost effective for customers. And one of the keys in those plans is it really empowers the regulator to really not just take a holistic view, but actually really be judicious about what makes the most sense over the long term, and what role should saving energy play in assuring reliability? Because if everybody were to save energy on the hottest day of the year, and we had more programs in place to do that, it would actually reduce the amount of overbuilding that can happen when we don't have a good planning process, which is what's been happening in Wisconsin.
How would this affect clean energy goals? The Public Service Commission being involved in a more integrated approach to long-term planning, what would that mean for clean energy?
I think clean energy would happen regardless. Clean energy is cost effective. Solar is actually more cost effective than most other forms of generation, wind and solar. They're layering on batteries and energy storage to help make the solar extend that after the sun stops shining or the wind stops blowing. So I don't think that it would be a great change. What it would do is make sure everything is more cost effective.
Tom Content is here, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, as we talk about proposed legislation circulating that pertains to utilities and how they're regulated. You can join in questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Tom, one bill would allow the Public Service Commission to reopen rate cases and reduce the amount a utility can recover for investments in energy generation if the market conditions change. How often do energy investments end up costing less than anticipated?
It has happened, but unfortunately, we've seen challenges with cost overruns. We're seeing that right now with the Cardinal Hickory Creek power line that is supposed to link Wisconsin and Iowa. That project is already almost $160 million over budget, and we're not sure what the end is in sight, because it still doesn't have a permit to cross the Mississippi River from the Fish and Wildlife Service. So it's a real challenge. It's a poster child for for why cost caps and having the giving the PSC more tools, not fewer tools, having cost caps and competitive bidding on big power lines is so important.
You mentioned the word tools, and when we had Rebecca Cameron Bach on our show this month, who stepped down, as you mentioned, as chair of the Public Service Commission just recently, Bach wouldn't comment specifically on the proposed utility legislation, but did say this.
I am of the belief that the more tools the commission has in its toolbox, the better off customers and, quite frankly, utilities will be.
How could customers benefit from the Public Service Commission having more power?
I mean, I think we just need strong oversight of the utilities. The utilities make money when they build. They make more. The more they build, the more they make money. And that's why there has to be a check to make sure that we're not overbuilding and that we're building effective projects, needed projects, but not overbuilding and not overspending. And that's what's critical. And so there are tools that the Public Service Commission has, and there are tools that the Midwest Grid Operator has, such as the competitive bidding I mentioned, that would go away under another bill that's in the legislature right now.
Let's take a call now. Ken in Madison is here. Ken, hi.
Hi, good morning. I'm originally from Southwest Wisconsin, and they've taken prime agricultural land by Monfort, there's three huge solar fields.
Solar farms?
That have, mm-hmm. yes, that have taken thousands of acres of prime agricultural land. And what that's forced is the farmers that normally would lease this land for their crops, silage or soybeans or corn or whatever, but all of a sudden now they've got to go way further out and truck it a longer distance. I know that as you just said, the more that it costs for them to put in a solar field, the more they make.
Ken, I want to just pause here and allow Tom to respond to this tension point with solar farms and croplands.
It is a tension point around the state. We've seen concerns raised about on this issue, and I think one of the challenges is that farmers are actually making the decision to lease their land to solar companies. Farmers and landowners are making their decisions to get a different. It's a different form of cash crop. It's a lease payment from an energy company, but I know there have been studies that showed that with the solar transition or clean energy transition, some farmland would be used for that, but much more farmland would not be used. It's a fraction of what the whole state was. It is affecting certain areas that are near that are prime for prime in terms of being near the easy access to the energy grid. Mm-hmm. So certain areas are being affected more than others, and it is a tension point.
Tom Content leads the consumer advocacy group Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin as we examine issues related to utility regulation and services in the state. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Wisconsin works toward the goal of net zero emissions by 2050, we circle around to the consumer advocacy organization Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin to learn about potential changes to how utilities are regulated and effects on ratepayers and climate goals. Call in with a question. You can share comments at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Content is here, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. Tom, returning here to the Public Service Commission, Rebecca Cameron-Vox stepping down this month as chair after 5 years, how would you rate the job she did?
I think she brought a very balanced approach to regulation. I think overall, she was able to demystify and open up the tent, if you will, of this kind of murky area of regulation of our life. The utilities we get affects all of us, and it's in a period of rapid change, and by inviting new people into the conversations at the Public Service Commission, groups that hadn't been involved before, I think it's opened up the process. It kind of is uncomfortable to have wonky utility types and average Joe customers in the room at the same time. For some of the utility folks, they weren't used to that at some of the meetings that were held at the Public Service Commission. But the more people get involved and the more people can understand what can be a confusing area, the more we can all have a voice in the decisions that are made that affect our future. And we had concerns when she came from a utility background. We weren't sure as the customer group that often goes up against We Energies in the cases, we weren't sure what that was going to mean. And I think overall it was very balanced. And she had a real focus on affordability.
Something she would tell us in conversations was that she took an all-of-the-above approach to energy, meaning that includes clean energy and fossil fuels, all of the above. How should we view that all-of-the-above approach, I wonder, from the perspective of Citizens Utility Board?
I mean, I think we follow the data in terms of what's most cost-effective. We have economists who are looking at all the different energy options that are out there, and we're in the middle of this transformation where the utilities' decarbonization goals are driving change, but also the dramatic drop in the price of solar is driving rapid investment, and then the incentives enabled from the Inflation Reduction Act are making that even more attractive. So I think the challenge is what does all of the above look like down the road as the utilities shift away from coal, and one of the big challenges is what's going to be cost effective, 10 years from now that will 10 or 15 years from now that will actually enable those goals to happen. And there are some big question marks. There's talk about nuclear power, which is very expensive. There's also talk about longer duration battery storage, which the costs are coming down all the time, but it's still more expensive than the conventional lithium ion batteries that are prevalent today.
Let's bring on Dave in Door County. Dave, hi. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my question is would this give the commission more authority to actually help solar farms? Because I see solar farms as a big positive. Small farmers have an income. The grid would be more stable. Power is added to the grid in multiple places. There's more money coming into the grid from other sources. And even you said earlier, like when we have those high peak power outputs, when everybody's got their air conditioning on, think about it. Solar is really adding power to the grid then. So would this allow more solar farms? Because I think that is the right direction to go.
Dave, you're cutting out just a bit, so I'm going to toss this back to Tom. Tom, go ahead.
No, I think Dave raises a good point. I mean, I think we are going to see more solar projects, and if we have the right policies, we can actually empower customers with solar to be part of the solution too, and that's the third party solar issue is one solution in terms of enabling customers to lease their panels instead of just owning their panels is one solution we think needs a legislative fix at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later, but if you can empower customers to be part of the solution. We are moving from this old system that was all one big power plant and sending things out like from the hub of a spoke on a wheel out to lots of different power sources, kind of more distributed and more closer to where people are using their energy.
Let's bring in Marty now in Lake Forest. Marty, what's on your mind?
I've read some articles that have stated that they've been successful in growing crops underneath solar panels. Can you give me an update on any progress with that?
Anything
yes,
there,
I'm
Tom?
The,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest expert on this, but agrivoltaics is actually a new thing that is being discussed and there are initial projects being deployed. I know when I was reporting for the Journal Sentinel, our photographers were and our readers were blown away by images of sunflowers interspersed among solar panels, but they're at a project south of Milwaukee. But in terms of these larger projects, I think there are ways to do it in terms of spacing of the panels, and growing the most appropriate crops. But agrivoltaics is a trend that I think we'll be seeing more of.
Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, as we talk about utilities and regulation. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Tom, the Federal Inflation Reduction Act allocated $149 million to Wisconsin that can be used for rebates for home energy conservation. And the Wisconsin Focus on Energy program is holding public meetings seeking input on how to structure these rebate programs. How would you like to see these programs structured?
I mean, I think what we like in terms of what's already happened is that having Focus on Energy be the provider, since Focus on Energy is already in the business of providing rebates, Wisconsin can have an efficient kind of one-stop shop of how those rebates are awarded. I think it has to be, we're looking forward to seeing customers being able to take advantage of these rebates starting, we hope, later this year. It's significant rebates in terms of energy efficiency, solar heat pumps, you name it. And it's one thing we'd like to see looked at is, you know, as long as it's, you know, soundly administered with proper oversight, can some of these rebates be made retroactive for projects that are already underway?
Oh, and so that would bring in a larger number of people who could also get in on the rebate if they have, say, a system that is, you know, in the works, or, you know, some solar panels that they want to put on their roof now and not wait for a rebate to kick in.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're hearing from the contractor community, is this kind of this whole stop and start aspect of this thing. And what one thing that I would suggest to people who are thinking about making a change around the house to shore up their energy is make a plan now and check out the tax credits now, because the tax credits have been in effect since the law was passed in 2022. And so there are ways, there are tax credits that you can take advantage of, and even for making that plan through getting an energy audit for your house. And that can help you map out the steps that you can take for so you'll be ready when those rebates are available, because we want to take advantage of all this federal money that's coming into Wisconsin. It saving energy through these rebates saves you as a customer, but it'll actually save us all, because we won't have to build as many power plants.
Turning our attention again to the state legislature, where committees that oversee utilities this week, they held a joint public hearing focused on the evolution of energy in Wisconsin. And, you know, what do you want these committees to prioritize?
I mean, I think they're looking ahead at innovative technologies, which is important, and the whole industry is. But I think we also need to be in the here and now and think about how we're planning our system, what kind of cost controls can we have in place, whether that's allowing competitive bidding to continue into the for big power line projects, because there's a bill in the legislature right now that would prevent that, and is one of the most lobbied bills. It is the most lobbied bill, much more than the Mary Miller Park bill or the American Family bill or the alcohol bill. There's a lot of money being spent on something that's actually going to just drive up our prices. And so when, if there are 50 utility lobbyists running around the Capitol trying to get something, Cubs mantra is hold on to your wallets. And that we're worried that that bill is getting close to being considered in the Senate and the Assembly as the legislative session wraps up.
Tom, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.